Squeeze the Cork Radio with Bite. I mean, that doesn't bite. On CITR 101.9, Vancouver.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, it's that hot weather time again. The weather that everyone's been waiting for all year long. And the weather that I hate so much. I just hate it. I just don't like it. You know, that's something I remember about Ben. He doesn't like it either, do you? Right?
What?
Never mind. It's too hot for Ben. And I. Ferdinand Krewit, born in Dusseldorf in 1942, is, he might be too hot this year too, I don't know, is a multimedia artist and poet who has produced many seminal films and sound works for radio and television, in particular throughout the 60s and 70s. His works, Apollo Vision, 1969 to 2005, and Campaign, 1972 to 73, and released 2005, I guess, exhibited in collaboration with BQ Gallery, ranked today as outstanding artistic documents of these spectacular events in the history of mankind. Krewit created the work Apollo Vision whilst in America at the time of the moon launch, his aim being to compose a work of perception derived from all information he gathered on radio, television, and newspaper about Apollo 11 and the launch. He describes the films that he did as a build-ton collage, sound picture collages in a parallel Krewit developed concrete poetry, radio pieces composed of noise and soundbite samples and publications. We're going to be hearing some of the sound bites that he pulled together for all that. Apollo America back in 1969. So, Here's one from, again, Ferdinand Krewit in Apollo America. Here on Exquisite Corpse, Canada's favorite radio show, you know.
Today, 9:32 a.m. Eastern Time, liftoff.
Today's liftoff.
Today, 9:43. Into Earth orbit, 12:16 noon, on the second Earth revolution,
8 o'clock Houston time, 9 o'clock Eastern daylight time, 6 o'clock Pacific daylight time,
6 o'clock, 5 central time, 3 Pacific time.
Today the moon is the target.
Today, we proclaim that we are proud to share the family
the brotherhood of man
with Neil Armstrong, Edwin Aldrin, and Michael Collins.
Tonight, we honor three very brave men. These three great men we honor tonight.
Millions on TV.
Pride in the start of man's first voyage.
Planet on the moon.
There's sunshine, there's earth shine, and there's darkness.
There are footprints on the moon, and they are there because of the blood, the sweat, and the tears.
Footprints on the moon belong to each and every one of you here, all of mankind.
These footprints are a symbol of the true human spirit.
The footprints that are on the moon today belong to the people of today. The footprints on other planets belong to you, the people of tomorrow.
No dose, get it today.
On the moon.
Americans on the moon.
The moon.
Welcome from the moon.
For a moon picnic.
The moon is 226,970 and 9/10 miles from the Earth.
The planet Moon.
And the Moon giveth her light by night.
Tonight.
Special report.
NBC News presents Apollo. A journey to the moon.
Rest period on the moon.
First step out on the moon, around the
land on the moon, or step
on
out
moon.
On the moon,
stepping down on the moon.
Back from the moon.
The men have landed on the moon, they have walked on the surface of the moon, and they have now left the moon in their moon machine.
Moon landing, WNEW-TV, New York, New York. WNEW-TV, New York, New York. Three-dimensional photos and sounds. Fantastic collection. Moon landing. 12.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States and Mrs. Nixon, the Vice President of the United States and Mrs. Agnew, the Apollo 11 astronauts and
what
Mrs. Nixon.
Fine men,
and Mrs.
What
Agnew,
fine examples of young America.
Thank you for your belief in the American system.
Our American heroes,
America has millions of Americans.
In the American system,
we can be
America's
proud of astronauts.
America.
Three Americans.
All of America.
Millions of friendship for America.
Apollo.
Watch it.
Our television generation.
And President Nixon watches.
Everybody!
See it. From liftoff to splashdown.
Join us for the history-making blast
of the journey of Apollo 11 on the eve of Apollo 11 on New York.
Yes, at 2 a.m. Monday.
Monday, while the Apollo men were starting back for Earth, the Transit Authority had trouble getting people from the Bronx or Queens into Manhattan.
Man will walk on the moon. Don't sleep through it. No, no, no.
Test of the emergency broadcast system.
Spectacular special. Man's first step upon the moon. This week in TV Guide.
Neil and Buzz, the President of the United States is in his office now and would like to say a few words to you.
Travel across the void 230,000 miles.
Go ahead, Mr. President.
Bell Telephone Network, Western Electric, Bell Telephones. We also help make the network that carries the longest,
telephone call ever made from the White House.
I just can't tell you how proud we all are of what you have done. For every American, this has to be the proudest day of our lives. Because of what you have done, the heavens have become a part of man's world. For one priceless moment in the whole history of man, all the people on this earth are truly one. One in their pride in what you have done, and one in our prayers that you will return safely to Earth.
Goal for extravehicular activity at 9 p.m. Step out onto the moon at 9 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time.
When man first steps on the moon, he'll carry a special breed of batteries, a power source designed for space-age use, like today's ever-ready Golden Energizer. Ever ready.
Today, 09er, all systems go.
Men's countdown.
For 50,000 years,
we have learned to fly like a bird, swim like a fish, even reach for the moon.
For all mankind.
Rest of mankind.
To all mankind.
How do you feel about the fact that we got there ahead of the Russians?
All mankind.
In mankind.
All mankind.
To all mankind.
Mankind has made a giant leap.
Giant leap for mankind.
2000, on this earth, have visited new worlds. In the year 2000, I know this will happen. As I look forward and dream about that future, I hope that we can go to the new worlds together.
What a world we can create.
5, 4. In the beginning, God created the heavens.
What Apollo has begun.
The mission began with the traditional
of a new era. In the beginning of an era when man understands the universe around him. And the beginning of a new era when man understands himself.
God, our Heavenly Father.
Mr. President, Mrs. Nixon, Mr. Vice President, Mrs. Agnew, Mike and Mrs. Collins, Buzz and Mrs. Aldrin, Neil and Mrs. Armstrong, Chief Justice and Mrs. Berger, Vice President and Mrs. Humphrey, members of the Cabinet, the Congress, the Diplomatic Corps, my colleagues, governors of 44 of the 50 states who are here with us tonight,
members of colleagues, and
Mr. Vice President, members of the Cabinet, members of the Senate and the House, members of the Diplomatic Corps,
Mr. President, Mrs. Nixon, Mr. Vice President, Mrs. Agnew, Vice President, and Mrs. Humphrey, members of the Cabinet, the Congress.
But when the Russians orbited a second Sputnik weighing a full 1,000 pounds, Americans rebelled.
A grateful America, a grateful world, salutes their accomplishments, honors their bravery, cherishes their modesty, and proudly proclaims of their achievements, and behold, it was good. We pray thee, Almighty God, thy blessing of everlasting peace.
Amen.
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 And now,
history is now.
Now, seeing is believing. Indeed,
because of man's
man
walk on
has
walked, we are all today new men living in a new time.
12, 11, 10, 9, 6, 5, 4.
Three Americans.
Three men.
Three great pioneers.
Three fine men and their wives.
And now we reach the moment in the
today
day
of commemoration of the flight of Apollo 11.
This historic day.
Through.
And now we reach the moment in the day when the nation tries in the best way we know possible to honor these men for what they have done. Now, a man-made holocaust to launch the greatest mission in the history of man's achievement. The epic voyage of Apollo 11.
Company with CBS News, where more Americans are following man's epic flight.
CBS News coverage of Apollo 11's flight to the moon will continue in a moment.
Get your free copy of Ronnie McDonald's official Rand McNally outer space map. Ronald McDonald. Color picture of the Apollo 11 moon men at the McDonald's 1999 Jericho Turnpike, East Northport, Long Island.
This NBC News special report has been brought to you by the Gulf Oil Corporation.
CBS News coverage of man's second day on the moon will continue. CBS News coverage of man's return from the moon will continue.
The possible dream continues.
The whole meaning of a lunar landing. Reflections on a lunar landing.
A nation's goal, mankind's dream.
Man's dreams of leaving his planet, this great dream of reaching to the moon.
Man's oldest dream.
The age-old dream.
The possible dream.
Greatest adventure on which man has ever embarked.
The greatest mission in the history of man's achievement.
Wild dreams of mankind.
Man's most epic adventure.
Epic journey.
Mankind's greatest adventure.
Man's greatest adventure.
Man's greatest adventure of all time.
Great odyssey.
Great moment.
Great drama.
A historic event.
Historic event.
Big event.
Monumental event.
Fantastic space event.
Unique moment in history.
A unique and profoundly important adventure.
The endless exploration. The endless exploration. The endless exploration. The endless exploration. The endless exploration, 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 the endless exploration.
And as you talk to us from the Sea of
Tranquility and back,
it inspires us to redouble our efforts to bring
peace for all mankind
to Earth.
The epic journey of Apollo 11.
One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Precise quotation of the first
the words. The first words and sounds from the moon. All for only $5.95
One
complete.
One small step for
man. One giant leap for mankind.
No single space project will be more impressive to mankind.
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 Zero, 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 zero.
Understand you're ready to copy the PDI data, Eagle. Over.
Roger.
PDI pass.
TIG
Columbia, Houston, Tranquility Base, Houston. Tranquility Base, Houston.
One small step, one giant leap. One for man, one for kind.
Right.
One small step, one giant leap. One for man, one for kind.
Liftoff of Apollo 11.
Neil Armstrong Drive, Wapakoneta,
Wapakoneta, Sunday, July 20th, 1969.
Neil Armstrong, Wapakoneta, Ohio.
Switch now to Wapakoneta.
Silence is a Neil Armstrong answer.
7 o'clock on the moon, on the Earth.
Unofficial time on the first step, 109-2420.
Unofficial time off the surface at 111-3732.
7 o'clock on the moon, on the Earth.
A man on the moon was promised in this decade.
Landing a man on the moon and returning him safely to the Earth.
And for the space program. I want to see it in its right priority.
I think it's one of the best investments we've ever made.
We should have a space program and clean up our cities.
7 o'clock. On the moon, on the Earth.
It will not be one man going to the moon. It will be an entire nation.
Be a nation goes to the moon.
It will be an entire nation. For all of us must work to put him there.
Our national anthem.
Well, I salute the flag. The flag. American. Saluted it with us.
Proud to be a member of the Apollo team. Proud to be a citizen of the United States of America. Proud to be an inhabitant of this most magnificent planet.
United Space Statescraft Apollo 11.
Footprints. Mankind. Millions. Moon. Sweat. Spirit. Symbol.
Zero. 10.7 nautical miles. 7 minutes, 37 seconds from ignition. 5 minutes to ignition. Gene Kranz getting a go, no go for descent.
3:30 to ignition.
1 minute to ignition.
3 minutes to go. 2 minutes to go.
Eagle will just go away.
We got you now. It's looking good. Over.
Still looking very good.
You're looking great to us, Eagle. Roger. Eagle looking great. You're dough.
Still looking very good.
Well, everything is fine. You're looking great. Looking great.
Roger. 1202. We copy it. 35 degrees. 750. Coming down to 23. 700 feet. 21 down. 33 degrees. 100 feet. Down to 19. 15 forward. 4.5 down. 5.5 down. 160 feet. 6.5 down. 5.5 down. 100 feet. 3.5 down. 9 forward. 875 feet. That's looking good. Down a half. 60 seconds. Down 2.5. Forward. 30 feet. Down 2.5. 30 feet. 2.5 down. 4 forward. 4 forward. Drifting to the right level. 30 seconds.
The president said the last 22 seconds before landing were the longest he has lived through.
Okay. Engine stop. ATA at a descent. Both control. Both auto. Descent engine command override off. Engine arm off. 413 is in.
Man on the moon.
Man on the moon.
We copy you down, Eagle. Houston, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed. Roger, Tranquility. We copy you on the ground.
Apollo 7, 8, 9, 10, and finally 11. All unbelievably perfect.
Apollo 12.
Apollo 13. Apollo 14.
This Apollo, the Greek god of prophecy.
Four billion years passed.
What we were trying to do, to bring this message to the world, that the United States wants to bring peace to the world, that we can live in peace in the world, live in peace with other nations.
I really feel in my heart
and it is that
it is that spirit,
the true spirit,
the spirit of Apollo
11,
that America,
New York, and
can
all
now
of
help
this world honors you today.
On that historic day, when the astronauts set foot on the moon, the spirit of Apollo truly swept through this world. It was a spirit of peace and brotherhood and adventure. A spirit that thrilled the knowledge that man had dreamed the impossible, dared the impossible, and done the impossible.
Let us pray.
Praise God.
Lord God, our heavenly Father,
from whom all blessings flow.
Our minds are staggered.
May he protect the moon travelers.
And our spirits exultant with the magnitude and precision of this entire Apollo 11 mission.
Oh, it was great, great,
great.
Great
and commitment seen in this project, Apollo,
it inspires
our lives to move similarly to other areas
We're
of need.
Typical moon tourists.
May our country, afire with inventive leadership and backed by a committed followership, blaze new trails into the greatest week in the history of the world since the creation.
The great debate about America and space is an exercise in freedom.
We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other thing.
Let
Brillo
give you the moon.
Tonight,
Neil Armstrong can land their lunar module.
Neil A. Armstrong, Colonel Michael Collins, Colonel Edwin E. Holt, as members of the crew of the United States spacecraft Apollo 11.
Of Congress to plant no other flag on the lunar surface than the American one.
So many people have done so much to give us this opportunity to place this American flag on the surface. To me, it was one of the prouder moments of my life to be able to stand there and quickly salute the flag.
City Council will hereby declare that Wednesday, August the 13th, be a day of commemoration of the flight of Apollo 11, and that the flag of the United States be flown on all public buildings, at all places of business, and from every home in the city of Chicago.
Flag waving has reached historic proportions in the America of 1969.
Scheduled to complete a journey that began thousands of years ago.
A trip in quest of peace.
This dream of reaching to the moon was given to our American people to act upon.
And the moon and the planets today. And new hopes for knowledge and peace today.
There's sunshine,
and therefore,
there's
sunshine,
and there's darkness.
They belong to everyone. They gleam there for you and me.
Good evening. We feel that this stands as a symbol of the insatiable curiosity of all mankind to explore the unknown.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night from Apollo 11.
The eagle is the emblem of the United States. The olive branch is a symbol of peace.
Peace for all mankind.
12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence starts. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All is in running.
That is the latest on Apollo 11.
Apollo 1 would never fly.
January 27, 1967 was a day that all Americans will remember, a day of sadness and a day of shock.
July 20th, 1969, when Neil Armstrong of Wapakoneta, Ohio, first set feet on the moon.
Visited the moon on Sunday, July 20th, 1969. The first was 38-year-old Neil Armstrong of Wapakoneta, Ohio.
In 1873, on this date, the first train robbery in history took place. Jesse James held up the Rock Island Express and escaped with $3,000.
Ladies and gentlemen, will you join me in a toast to the President of the United States?
To propose a toast to America's astronauts.
Just look for this famous busternaut.
Let's raise our glasses to America's astronauts.
One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Well, we'll be back with the start of today's game between the Red Sox and the Yankees in just a moment.
Shortly after midnight, President Nixon returned to his presidential bedroom.
CITR Radio, host of the 2007 National Campus and Community Radio Conference, is thrilled to thank our event sponsors, the Alma Mater Society of UBC, Beat Street Records, The Black Frog, Cameo Cafe, Canadian Springs, Cowboy Coffee, Capers in Kitsilano, The Eatery, La Grotta, Happy Planet, House of Blues, The Irish Heather, The Lamplighter, Long and McQuaid, Mint Records, The Morrissey, The Plaza Nightclub, Terra Breads, and Whole Foods West Vancouver. Thank you for supporting CITR Radio and Radioactive. Connectivity, the 2007 National Campus and Community Radio Conference.
CITR Radio, 101.9 in Vancouver. You have found Exquisite Corpse, Canada's favorite radio show here on CITR. And the last track, it went on for a while, so maybe you didn't hear my announcement at the beginning of the show. Ferdinand Wirrit. Ferdinand Krewit, and his Apollo America, and from 1969, a spectacular sound collage of all the clips that he recorded back in the day during the first moonwalk and surrounding events. Now, for your listening entertainment, Luigi Russolo here, and newly found material, or compiled material, I should say, from Luigi Russolo, the pioneer of, I guess you would call it, industrial music? No, he was a futurist that put together different machinery to make unconventional music in order to sort of tear down the old and present the new, as the futurists were so fond of doing. So that's what's going on here in the background, one of Luigi Russolo's many inventions and one of his compositions here. Also something I can't quite pronounce. You can find out more at ubu.com. And you can also find out more about the last track we played, Ferdinand's Krewit, on ubu.com as well. That's ubu.com. Let's listen to the rest of Luigi Russolo's track here.
Become a drug addict is easy. And when you are a drug addict, it is easy. Being addicted to heroin for 13 long years is easy. And alive in the gutters is easy. I decided to make a career of singing. This is exciting. And I became a supper club singer. And as an entertainer, wanting to be a part of the in crowd, I began to drink and I began to smoke. From there I was introduced to pills, the uppers and the downers. I had pills to put me to sleep and pills to wake me up. I was the one that was going to draw the line at murder. And running out the door, I knocked my mother out of the way. and every muscle and ligament was just being torn apart in different directions. And I remember telling the girls and myself, I looked at my skin and it looked that of the turkey. But you know, the day that I was released from prison, it was only 2 hours after, I'd come right back out again and knock my mother out of the way in order to feel normal. And she looked at me quite strangely. Excuse me, to each his own, dog eat dog. And I was going to live my life the way I wanted to live. Parents, obey your children. And day by day, for 32 hours, my sister and her husband had to sit on me. I thought, this is for real. This is exciting. As I got down on my knees and asked Christ to knock my mother out of the way 24 hours a day. There was a nurse going by and I called to her and I said, nurse,
thank you. Yeah. you look into a book, you might just say, I had fun just like Run, DMC, and Jay.
Flash your friends a CITR card and get discounts at Lucky's Comics, RX Comics, Magpie Magazine, People's Co-op Bookstore, and Spartacus Books. Support CITR and pick up your card today.
UBC Rec is everything that is recreation on campus. No matter how you play, UBC Rec is your resource for fun activities. This student program is operated by over 140 volunteers, and it is the largest intramural recreation organization in Canada. Programs cover fitness, instructional classes, outdoor recreation, drop-in sports, special events, small tournaments, and intramural leagues. All the registration information is available in the Student Recreation Center or online at rec.ubc.ca. UBC Rec, how do you play?
Hey, Quentin and Dave from Ships With Everything.
Hey, Heather from Career FM, what's up?
Well, you know how Bryce, our program director here at CITR, has kind of been riding all of our asses about making promos for our shows?
Cha! Yes!
Well, you know, I was thinking, like, over at the CBC, they have this woman named Promo Girl, and she comes on once an hour and tells everybody what's coming up, and it's usually kind of theatrical, and she has, like, a really sexy voice and stuff. So anyway, I was thinking that I'd really like to have a promo boy, or like promo boys. Would you guys be up for that?
Sure. What do we have to do?
Just tell people about Queer FM, really.
Okay.
Queer FM features news, views, current affairs, arts and music. For, of course, the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender communities and all its allies. Heather Kitchen hosts Queer FM Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on CITR 101.9.
Yes, CITR Radio. This is Exquisite Corpse for you this evening. We had a few things overlapping there. We had some Metalux and John Weiss, and a wonderful album of a little get-together, John Weiss and Metalux. And it is just titled Metalux and John Weiss. And let me see what... It's on Load Records out of Providence, Rhode Island. Loadrecords.com. Fine record label for the odd, obscure, noisy, and experimental. Actually, it does have a name. It's Exoteric. Sort of an amalgamation of exotic... and esoteric, so exoteric there. And we heard some Oleg Kostro in there. Ich bin ein Ex-Spiel. We heard Michael Dobinson's track from Deep Wireless number 4, disc 2. Experimental train controls are in effect. Experimental train traffic controls are in effect. And we heard way back there, Contagious Orgasm and Teleferic. And the track was called An Electric Wave Between Foreign Countries. And we started the show with Ferdinand Krewit and Apollo America. That was a long track. Luigi Rosolo was in there. I talked over a lot of that. Recordings from ubu.com. You can find both of those artists on there as sort of historic documents there in MP3 form. And the Ubu.com carries an incredible variety of experimental film and sound poetry. Esoteric, there's that word again, artists. Wonderful website to go to, Ubu.com, for all your experimental collage, fluxus, and art in general needs. I have for you a schedule of events here coming up, and we'll be getting to some gang dance and their Retina Rhythm CD, which we played a few weeks back, and it's a long track, so it rarely gets played all the way through, but we'll give it to you. I have also Ergophysmiz in my hands, so perhaps we'll be getting to that. Let's just give you a rundown of a few things happening tomorrow night. We have the Groove Alt Rock Party with Matthew May, Organic, and Todd Hill, and Rebecca Ramone, and Chris Godini at the Backstage Lounge. You also have Vanquished. Let's see if I can do this. Mitochondrion. And Evilocity and Moonlit Burial and Masquerade of Silence. This has to be at the Cobalt. Yes, the Cobalt. Tomorrow night. And what do we have? The Commodore Ballroom will be showing Polyphonic Spree and Jessica Hoop, it says here. Lamb of God and Hatebreed and Behemoth and 3 Inches of Blood at the Croatian Cultural Center, who are very open-minded people. The Jimmy Swift Band and Om and Nibble at the Fairview Pub. If you know it, then you know. Katie Gogo, Larry Stallion, Devin, Ash Banks, and Colin Renison, and Mike Soviet, and Burnside, and the Beg Bix at Hoko Sushi Karaoke Bar tomorrow night as well, 6 p.m. Don't be late. Sounds like it's going to go on for a while. We have... I'm supposed to be playing Hokos, too, with Bedrooms of the Nation. And sometime around the end of August, the Value Village people. So I'll tell you more about that. Maybe. I don't know what I'm going to do. Poe Girl and the Bigotanias and... Or as you say in Canada, the Bigotanias. Steve Dawson and Jeff Berner at Jericho Beach Park. You have Ska and Soul and all that. Mr. M and the All-Nighters and JFK and One Night Band. And a surprise guest, Quest at Lamplighter. I felt a ghost. What was that? Something behind me. And Rock Against the Sembevasmevafadeva. Periscavedeca Triophobia. The Flaneurs and Jump Street. 21 Jump Street and Rockin'. I don't understand what that means at all. Just go to... It's Pat's Pub tomorrow night. There's some Rock Against Periscavedeca Triophobia, 21 Jump Street. It continues. I'm stopping here. And let's see. This is sucking.
Just making it up.
Yes, I'm making it up as I go. There's really nothing of none of this is actually happening. Let me see. Burning Brides and Black Market at Richards on Richards. Tomorrow night, and I'm running out of music, so it's time to go. Let's give you some Ergophysmiz now.
to tell people where it is, you know, what the noises are. Hopefully people will understand for themselves and make up their own stories.
I noticed. Just, you wouldn't notice them normally, but...
I sometimes find it really hard to listen to records that have been sampled so much. By sampling it, sometimes I feel like you're taking away...
A program you can get for a new program for the computer where you can, as a hard disk recorder, you can record in all the vocals into the track, and then press a button and it goes through and it filters the track and it removes all those noises, it removes all the breathing and the clicks and the buzz,
and just takes the duet for car and door, and if you're going to use a microphone in the studio
like if you use a microphone in a cafe, you're going to get all sorts of cool noises that you would never put in there, you know.
A long time ago, in a city far, far away,
CITR
was born. In the decade ahead, America will be in space.
CITR
is already there. Astronaut Neil Armstrong had this to say about
CITR.
That's one small step for man.
So don't...
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Herbert R. Tarlach, Chairman.
Let me show you around. That's my lab table, and this is my work stool. And over there is my intergalactic spaceship.
Zoom a little zoom in a rocket ship. Off we go on a trip. Heading for the moon at a rocket clip. We're gonna zoom, zoom, rocket. Zoom a little zoom, now we're almost free.
Zoom a little zoom on the My Science Project rocket ship, piloted by your hosts,
Anne
and Julia.
We navigate eccentric, underexposed, always relevant and plainly cool scientific research and technology.
On every other Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m., tune in
to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Zoom a little zoom in a rocket ship. Home we go on a trip. Coming back to Earth at a rocket clip. We're gonna zoom, zoom, rocket.
I've got no option but to sell you all for scientific experiments.
CITR Radio, Exquisite Corpse. And Thunderbird Radio Hell comes up in about 25 minutes. I have for you, though, now the 24-minute track from Gang Gang Dance, Retina Rhythm, the CD. There is a CD and DVD in this thing from Gang Gang Dance, a very worthy band. And thesocialregistry.com is where you can find more about that. And we just heard, let me tell you, Radio Mental. I can never make that music again. It's a anyway, it was called Cool Noises from Radio Mental. It's a kind of a various artist concept thing. Ergo Fizmiz was in there. Pangolin from Nose Points in Different Directions. We heard Mudsuckers in there at one point with Here Come the Mud Dragons. Just so you know. So yeah, podcasts are available. CITR.ca for those of you who only listen to the radio during the day and who need to be spanked or something, I don't know. So here is Gang Gang Dance for you, Retina Rhythm. And until next week, kids, remember, the future is bleak.
Thank you. Destroy.